I wonder if they knew. I wonder if those fishermen really had an idea how listening to Jesus would change their life. They really were amazing people, weren't they? Jesus asked, and they followed. First of all, we hear Jesus asking what appears to be a simple favor. Can I borrow your boat to sit in? But that boat was their livelihood. What if he had taken it for a joyride around the lake and broken it? This Jesus guy had brought a whole bunch of people down to the lake, which was where they earned their living. If the fish hadn't already been missing, having all those folk making noise wouldn't have enticed them any closer to shore. I wonder if there were children running around the boat, climbing up the nets and down. Rabbis, teachers, didn't stand up behind pulpits or wander around the sanctuary. They sat and spoke to the people, perhaps with quiet confidence, perhaps with passionate pleading. So these fishermen, inundated with a gathering of people, responded to the request and gave a simple thing with trust that it would be respected, and they opened up an opportunity for a whole bunch of people to hear stories of faith from a faithful man. Then they stayed to listen. They were probably tired from a night's worth of fishing and perhaps were looking forward to a sleep, but they stayed. They made space for God's words to inspire them, perhaps give them hope of a bigger, better catch tomorrow. After a while, it was just them and Jesus. The crowd had gone, and Jesus asked for more. He knew that they had worked hard and gained nothing for their labor. He knew that they were tired. He knew that they hadn't had time to ready their nets in preparation for the night's work. He asked them to try again, to do again the work that had not been fruitful. When they might have been cranky and tired and hungry and discouraged, he asked for more. We are told that Simon Peter said, "Fine, we've tried it before, but if you say we should do it again, then I guess we will." Again, they listened. And this time something happened. Something they had been hoping for. The nets filled. In fact, they had so much success that they couldn't handle it, so they called on others to come and help them. Haven't we been there? Those moments when you are so tired, so exhausted that you cannot take another step. Those moments when you think this won't work and you are ready to give up and someone says, "Can you just do this? Just one more time?" When it works unexpectedly. When we've tried soup and sandwich lunches and they're getting smaller and we're ready to give up. But we go one more time and there are so many folk that we almost run out of food. Then we get confused. Now what? Do we stay or do we go? Or when we ask for help so many times and no one turns up and we are ready to stop what we're doing and then people show up to take the angels down and put the colours up and provide a welcome that needs a team, not just one person. We find ourselves wishing we knew what to do next. Sometimes I think that God likes us a little bit confused. I think that those are the times when, if we are ready, those confused moments allow the Spirit to seep into us and to help us think in different ways. Ways that God can use to move us to where and who we are meant to be. The nets filled and Simon Peter was confused and didn't know what to do with all the fish. He really didn't understand that God had a different task for him to do and that this was a door, or a net, of opportunity waiting for him. The fishermen had achieved one of their dreams, full nets. Now it was time to help achieve one of God's dreams. In that moment of confusion, God moved them forward. Jesus said, "Come with me. I want to use you to help bring people to God." So they did. They responded to the next thing that Jesus asked them to do, and this was a big thing. Let go of everything you are used to. Come walk with me. Go to unfamiliar places. God will meet us there. They left the work they knew and went on a totally different path. What did they take with them? In the last 2 weeks, we have spoken about the gifts and love that God gave us to share with the world. And I wonder if some of the gifts they had to be shared were patience, a necessity for all fishermen, attention to detail, fix those nets, a willingness to listen to other perspectives. They joined in the crowd. Hospitality. They shared their most precious boat. Teamwork. They couldn't lift the nets themselves, so they invited others in. God, through Jesus, called these hard-working men to turn their lives upside down for faith. Instead of gathering fish for food, they would work just as hard to gather people for God. Instead of nourishing bodies, they would nourish souls. Is God calling to us? Are we feeling a bit tired, a bit discouraged? Is God asking us to go into unfamiliar places, to do unfamiliar things that will help nourish the souls of God's people? Are we appreciating that we have been given gifts to offer God's work, and that we can be God's fishermen, hard workers, prepared to hear how God wants us to love people as God loves us? I wonder if we know that choosing to follow God changes our lives forever. I wonder if we can, like the fishermen, let go of the things that hold us back and walk forward with Jesus, God walking beside us, into something new. I wonder if we know how amazing we are. God made us that way. God sees who we are and asks us to share that amazing with the world. Hear the voice of Jesus. Come and follow me.